KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news. It's a Wednesday, 10th day of June for 2020. Well, Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr reported on continued efforts to reopen the Amador County economy while still protecting people from the COVID-19 virus during yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting. Kerr announced to the board that guidance had been issued by state health officials for a number of previously closed facilities, including gyms, movie theaters, schools, and camps, as well as bars and wineries. The state is expected to allow these businesses to reopen on Friday. This round of reopening specifically does not include certain activities that involve long indoor close contact, such as nail salons, tattoo parlors, and non-medical massage. Large-scale gatherings such as concerts, festivals, and fairs continue to be banned, and the timeline for allowing such activities remains unclear. Kerr stressed that despite the reopenings, the coronavirus has not gone away, and that the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions should avoid unneeded contact with others, and that everyone should continue to use social distancing, cloth face masks, and avoid out-of-area travel. Free testing for COVID-19 infections is now available as a drive-up service at the parking lot of St. Catherine Drexel Parish. To find out more, visit projectbaseline.com. You can, again, find out more information and even sign up for a test. Well, the COVID count continues to inch upward in Calaveras County. The Public Health Department reported two additional cases of COVID-19 on Tuesday. A man and a woman from Valley Springs are the newest confirmed cases. The source of the pair's exposure has not yet been determined. A trace contact investigation is ongoing, and those who have had close contact with these individuals will be assessed and monitored. With community transmission of COVID-19 still a serious concern, County Health Officer Dr. Dean Kaleda stresses that no-cost testing is available, not just for individuals who have symptoms in Calaveras County, but also for essential workers, individuals at high risk, and others who have no symptoms but would like to get tested. The testing site is at the Calaveras County Fairground and accepts both walk-in and appointments that can be made online. The county now has a total of 21 confirmed coronavirus cases, including 12 females and 9 males, with 2 under the age of 17. So far, 15 of these cases has since recovered and no deaths have been reported. In all, 1,403 tests have been administered. And the Amador Board of Supervisors received a lengthy report on efforts to reopen Upper Shake Ridge Road and approved financing for an energy efficiency upgrade. The board signed off on a plan presented by the County Public Works Department that would restore one-lane traffic to a section of Upper Shake Ridge. The troublesome section of road has been closed since last winter when attempted repairs failed and sections of the road began to slump and buckle. As described, the road would have stop signs on either end of one lane of the road. As yet, the county has been unable to find the funds to fully repair the roadway. The board also approved a pair of loans to fund an emergency project on county facilities. The county will use a $3 million loan from the California Energy Commission and $400,000 from PG&E to fund solar panels and more efficient lighting and heating and cooling units at various county buildings, with the loans being repaid using the savings on energy costs. And an alleged burglar released in April due to COVID-19 zero bail rules is back behind bars. Shortly after his release on April 13th, Robert Westbrook of Valley Springs was identified as being responsible for multiple thefts and at least one burglary, and a warrant was issued for his arrest. Monday evening around 6 o'clock, a deputy attempted to make an enforcement stop on Westbrook when he fled on Highway 49 in San Andreas down Gold Strike Road, reaching speeds of 100 miles an hour while passing vehicles over double yellow lines. Westbrook turned onto Central Hill Road, used his vehicle to ram a closed cattle gate open, and then traveled through a field. He struck a tree branch that fell into the path of the deputy. Westbrook eventually struck another gate to leave the field. A CHP officer spotted Westbrook's vehicle near McCallumy Hill and attempted to stop him. Westbrook again failed to yield, with the CHP vehicles giving chase. He was taken into custody without incident after exiting his vehicle and attempting to flee through a field. He now faces fresh felony charges, as well as those from outstanding warrants. While the new charges were eligible for the judicial COVID-19 release, those on the warrant were not, and he was assigned $110,000 bail.
Well, the COVID count continues to inch upward in Calaveras County. The Public Health Department reported two additional cases of COVID-19 on Tuesday, a man and woman from Valley Springs, the newest confirmed cases. Now, the source of the pair's exposure has not been determined. A trace contact investigation is ongoing, and those who have had close contact with these individuals will be assessed, and all will be monitored. Now, with community transmission of COVID-19 still a serious concern in Calaveras County, County Health Officer Dr. Coleta stresses no-cost testing is available, not just for individuals who have symptoms, but also for essential workers and anybody who would like to get tested. The testing site at the Calaveras Fairgrounds accepts both walk-ins and appointments. Appointments can be made online. The county now has a total of 21 confirmed coronavirus cases, 12 female, 19 male, 2 under the age of 17. So far, 15 of those cases have since recovered. No deaths have been reported. In all, 1,403 tests have been administered.
And again, a planned protest for Dietert Park today has some unnerved. Monday evening, Jackson city officials revealed that they had been in discussion with organizers of the protest. Police Chief Chris Mindrup revealed that he had no reason to believe that they're organizing anything volatile or destructive towards the city or local citizens. Chief Mindrup added that the organizers are allegedly a youth group consisting of alumni from Gold Country High Schools returning from college. Investigating further, an organizer of today's event contacted KVGC and said they'd like listeners to know that they are not directly affiliated with the Black Lives Matter movement. Now, they are asking that no one instigate or start violence and/or looting. They also ask that anyone participating respect police presence, not to antagonize local officers. Meanwhile, that protest set to begin today, 3 to 6, in Dietert Park. Again, they are asking that folks, abide by social distancing and wear facial covering. Chief Mindrup said that additional justice partners, as they are calling it, will be assisting to assure the safety of community members and businesses. In addition, there is no planned shutdown of any streets, and no curfew will be imposed.
Well, the Amador Planning Commission has approved the permit for one, denied another, for a pair of winery tasting rooms proposed off Willow Creek Road. Both wineries located south of 16, southwest of Highway 49-16 intersection, away from the traditional Shenandoah Valley wine country. Well, the first application for a 600-square-foot tasting room for the six-block winery met with a storm of criticism. The commission took well over an hour of public testimony from nearby residents who complained of noise and traffic as disruptive to their rural way of life. The commission voted unanimously to not accept the environmental review conducted by county staff for the six-block winery tasting room. Now, a second tasting room, a converted 975-square-foot building for the Ard Avon Winery, received the thumbs up last night. Despite being located right next to six-block winery that was voted down, the Ard Avon application received only one single public comment from a neighbor concerned about noise. So, the Planning Commission voted unanimously to approve the use permit and environmental review, allowing the project to go forward. Now, a third winery tasting room, Blood Gulch Winery, located in the Shenandoah Valley, withdrawn at the request of the applicant.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. Supervisor Forrester will be along at 8:30 with an update on yesterday's board meeting. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.